Shir Olam Atzayim, Yom Gimel Pashas Miketz.
So we saw that Teis HaRosh, the Pashtas, some learn maybe Teis HaRosh Bichlal was speaking of Andere Inyan, can sein. But the Pashtas, Teis HaRosh is coming to answer Teis' Kashe. Now Teis asked the Kashe, where is the Sfek Sfeik in our Sugya? What is the Sfek? In a normal Eishas Yisrael, you have a Sfek Sfeik, Sfek Tachtov, Sfek Eina Tachtov, Sfek Tachtov, Sfek Eina Tachtov, Ve'im Tim Tzuleimach Tachtov, Sfek Oina, Sfek Rotzen, or Fakel, Sfek Rotzen, Sfek Oina, Ve'im Tim Tzuleimach Rotzen, Lav Tachtov, so it's a Sfek Sfeik. Either way you go, you have a Sfek Sfeik. Frag Teis, why it's a Sfek Sfeik, Sofek Tachto, Sofek Eine Tachto, Ve'im Tim Tzolei Mar Tachto, Sofek Rotzen, Sofek Oines, is a roiv that it's not Oines, because Oines Kole Islei, so we left with only one Sofek, Sofek Tachto, Sofek Eine Tachto, aber Sofek Oines, Sofek Rotzen is nishken Sofek, weil Oines Kole Islei, Oines Kole Islei, so in Meile we have a coil that it's not Oines. So we left with a shaila, sofek oina, sofek tachto, sofek lav tachto. Why it's a sfek sveike? This is kasha. Bim tema, I'm getting a sfek sveike namito also. The sofek oina is command the lesson, domi vele nishon elochat sofek. Sofek tachto, v'ol ha-shach lugma, v'ches kesedr, k'ne perishis. And Teisus answered that this roiv is not a real roiv. The gabi one sofek it works, the gabi two sfekes, Chazal will not metaken that this roiv will work. It's a shvera Teisus l'ksha'atzme. The Teisus HaRosh comes to answer Teisus' kashe. It's like noch amol, lefi de pashtes. And the Teisus HaRosh says, veli nira that it's not a kashe bichlal. So lo mim misrak is on the Indian. The thesis is kasha is why it's a sfek sveike. The sfek oines rotzen is command the lesser domi. Bemele, for sure it's berotzen. It's only tachto velav tachto. Zog the Teis HaRosh, I will say it be'arachove. Be'etzem, what are you telling me? It's not a sfek sveike. Why? Sfek tachto velav tachto is a good sfek. Sfek oines sfek rotzen is not a sfek. Why? Is a roiv rotzen. It's a roiv rotzen. So for sure it's rotzen. Keneged the roiv rotzen, says the Teis HaRosh, is a cheskes kashres. The cheskes kashres says that it's not rotzen. It's oines. So the cheskes kashres breaks the roiv. What you tell me? Aber as a klal, rube vechazoke, rube odif. So the mele the cheskes kashres is garnish. Beitzem, these are the words of Teisus. Ubehol leshaych leukme becheskes heter kede perishes. Teisus himself says maybe plan the answer very simple. That the reason it's not a problem is why you write that you want the roiv to break the second suffix of rotzen and oines and say that it's beoines. That it's berotzen because beroiv oines kolay islay. Cheskes kashres says that it's berotzen. You can't say that why because rube vechazoke are rube odif. So again, Zog the Teis HaRosh, I'm answering that Keneged the Roiv Rotzen is a Cheskes Kashres, that it's a Oines. I is a Klal, Rube Vechazoke, Rube Odif, and Bemele again, the Roiv wins, and the Roiv tells me it's Berotzen, and I'm left with one Sofer Tachtov Alav Tachtov. Zog the Teis HaRosh, when you say the Klal, Rube Vechazoke, Rube Odif, Lemoshel, in the case of Tinoikis, you have a little kid near near a doe. The kid is metapeach. The kid is normally touches shrotzim. The kid is tome. Now, you mesupek, if this kid touched the isa, didn't touch the isa, you didn't see. Stab roiv tinoik is metapchim. Roiv tinoik is touch. So, mistome, he touched the isa. Mitzad sheni, the isa has a cheskes kashres, cheskes taire. Different sheni, the isa has a cheskes taire. Sofek, if the tinoik was metapeach and he touched the Isa, or he didn't touch the Isa. There we say, Ruba bechazoke, Ruba odif. The kid touched the Isa. Why? The roiv breaks the chazoke. The roiv says he touched. If he touched, he's nishken toil. Chazoke says he didn't touch. So the roiv is against the chazoke. So the mailer we say that he touched. The mailer we say that he touched. The mailer we say that he touched. Mele, we say that he touched. Rube v'chazoke, rube odif. Cheskes kashas, if the cheskes tayre, if the Isa says, it's tohor. The Rav says, he touched, and it's tome. Rube v'chazoke. Masheinken bayos. Masheinken bayos, zog the teisarosh. What the Rav says? The Rav says, it's be'orotzen. Cheskes kashra says, it's be'oines. It's not a stira. Why it's not a stira? Hari if it's berotzen, it's not be'oines. Zog the teisarosh, the cheskes kashra could say that it happened berotzen, aber lav tachtov. So the Rav is not a stira to the cheskes kashra. The Rav is not a stira to the cheskes kashra. Could happen berotzen, and when? Lav tachtov. But mainly here the cheskes kashra, the Rav doesn't break the cheskes kashra. Ad kan divrei Teisus Arosh. Samot nezach. Teisus asked why it's a sfek sfeike. Tachtov lav tachtov is one sfek, aber oines and rotzen is the second sfek, and the Rav says that it's rotzen, so you're left with one sfek. Zog de Teisus Arosh, keneged the Rav rotzen, you have a cheskes kashra. Cheskes kashra says that it's beoines. Ay, rube bechazoke, rube odif. This is when the Rav wins the chazoke and the chazoke wins the Rav. Mashenken by us, it's nishken stire. The Rav could say rotzen, cheskes kashra could say that it happened before. Frek de shita mekubetzes, it happened before? How you could say that it happened before? How you could say that it happened before? The cheskes aguf says that it happened later. I mean, this was the whole time when we learned the thesis. Please show we asked that kashe. Zog thesis is a roiv rotzen. It happened by Oines. But the cheskes kashre says that it happened before. The answer is, connected the cheskes kashre. Thesis said in a small little thesis before. Cheskes aguf says it happened later. So before it did not happen. Now it's a shaila later. Oines a rotzen. The roiv says that it's a rotzen. So this was Teisus' kashe. You want to use the suffix of rotzen and oines. The roiv says it's rotzen. What do you say? The cheskes kashra is soisa. Cheskes kashra is not soisa. It's rotzen. Rube v'chazoke, rube odif. To say that it happened before, against that cheskes kashra that says that it happened before, the cheskes aguf says that it happened later. How you be machshir this lady? Rav says it's rotzen. So I'm left with one sofer. Tachtov alav tachtov. You want to use the cheskes kashra? What the cheskes kashra will say? That it happened before? Cheskes aguf says that it happened later. This is what the Shita Mekubetzes brings down b'shem derivosh, and he says that Teis himself meant to say it. What is going to pirashnu? That the Cheskes Aguf says that it happened later. So later you have Rube v'chazok and Rube Odif, and if it happened before, you have the goof against it. What? So you're right, and Teis, we see the Lake Avdenezer. But even if the Lake Avdenezer that happened later, I don't need to say that it happened later. But it's enough to say that it didn't happen before. The kashrus can't say that it happened before. We can't machshi with the cheskes kashrus to assume that it happened before. This is the kashrus of the shita mekubetzes and the rosh. So be'etzem the kashrus is a very starke kashrus. Ari, this is beetzem the amodas advarim from Teisves. How you matter this lady with a sfek sfeike? I knocked off the sofek of rotzen oines. It's for sure rotzen. I'm left with only one sofek. Tachtov elav tachtov. What are you telling me? But I have a cheskes kashrus. That kashrus is broken with a goof. The goof says that it was not before. So you left with later. Later, you have a roiv against it. This is the kashrus, the shita mekubetzes, and he's doicha the rosh b'shtei yodayim. Zogt Reb Nochem, shteida the yesoida we said yesterday. And I'll say over again the yesoida of Reb Nochem, maybe with a little bit of sefis. Reb Nochem said like this. Reb Nochem said like this. What is cheska? Be'etzem, we have the klal, rube v'chazoke, rube odif. So it sounds that roiv is stronger from chazoke. Mitzad sheini, we know that chazoke is moitzi momen, chazoke you could pull up your chazoke, and roiv can't do these things. Mashma chazoke is starker, or at least it's the same, but not that rube chazoke, rube odif, that the roiv could win? Not that the roiv could win? Does it the kasha? Not that the roiv could win? Zog Reb Nochem azeh. Avad chazoke is starker from a roiv. or at least equal to the roiv. So why Rube v'chazoker Rube Odif? Not because roiv is starka. The yesod of chazoker Reb Nochem explains is like this, and here we'll start the sefes. Chazoker is masha hoyo hu sheiye. I'll be more from that. The moshel, you see a person, mistomer his tohir. He was tohir yesterday, mistomer his tohir now also, right? So you assume that I'm tohir. You see me, I'm tohir. So when you look at me, I was tohir yesterday. So mistomer, I'm tohir now. Now listen very carefully. It's three steps. I was tohir yesterday, mistomer, I'm tohir now. So the fact that I'm mistomer tohir now, I'm becheskas tohir. I was tohir. So mistomer, I'm tohir. So I'm becheskas tohir. So now when you have a shaila, if I touch something tomer or not, what you say? Ha'amid adovor al cheskosoy. What is the pshat ha'amid adovor al cheskosoy? Not like only maimid it on yesterday. Maimid it on today. I'm becheskas tohir now. Not only yesterday. I'm becheskas tohir. Why I'm becheskas tohir? Because I was tohir. So I was noyeg betayra. So I'm carrying on being becheskas tayra. So I'm becheskas tayra. Ha'am medovor al cheskosoy. Behainu. Chazoka starts with three steps. First step, I was tohir, mistomer I'm tohir. If mistomer I'm tohir, so I'm becheskas tohir. Before the shaila comes. Now when the shaila comes, ha'am medovor al cheskosoy. And what he's becheskas? He's becheskas because yesterday he was tohir, so mistomer he's tohir. So mistomer was no change. So that mistomer was not changed from the yesterday. I'm becheskas tohir, mistomer I didn't change. Ha'am medovor al cheskosoy. This is chazoke. When the chazoke comes and he bumps to a roiv, what the roiv says? The roiv comes and he says, mistomer was a change. So it's not anymore mistomer that it's like that. I don't know what it is. The roiv says mistomer was a change. So before I start to clear what happened here, I don't know. So I don't have the becheskosoy. The roiv says there's no chazoke. To explain it, Reb Nochem Alamo will bring one marshal that makes it clear. Two edim say the guy is tome. Two edim say the guy is not tome. We don't go basa chazoke. But we go basa roiv. Why? Chazoke lechur is starker from roiv. The teretz is hazeh. When two edim come and say the person is tome, so you have a chazoke that he's not tome? You don't know. You don't know what he is now. Some two people say that he's tome. Some say that he's not. I don't know who is lying, but I don't say mistome he's tome. They say that he's not tome. You don't have a chazoke. The edim said that he's not becheskas. Aber roiv says roiv chances that he's tome. The Eidim say not like that, but the Roiv says, Chazoke, when is Eidim against the Chazoke doesn't start. When is Eidim against the Chazoke never started. That is Poshut. That is Poshut. That is Poshut. It's not the pshat that Roiv is taken better from the Chazoke. Roiv is not better from the Chazoke. But b'mokim Roiv is no becheskas. If this is the pshat, Zok Reb Nochem, this is mamish the pshat in the Teisus HaRosh. And not be'erich, this is mamish the Teisus HaRosh. Listen carefully. Sofek tachtov, sofek lav tachtov. And im timtzelem tachtov, sofek oine, sofek rotzen. So this is a roiv that is rotzen. So the second suffix doesn't exist. Oynes kol eislei. So the churash is berotzen. So it's only tachtov lav tachtov. So this is keneged the rotzen. So the cheskas kashres. It's beoynes. I had the cheskas kashres say that it's beoynes. Rube bechazoker rube odif. So this is you're right. But the cheskas kashres doesn't have to say that it happened now. It could say that it happened yesterday. Now I'm asking you a shaila. If it happened yesterday, the lady now is in the matzav of cheskas kashrus or not? If the bia happened yesterday, the matzav of the lady now is cheskas kashrus or not? If the bia happened before the chasana, she's with cheskas kashrus now or not? Why not? If the bia was before she was married, she's kosher now or not? So if I want to look at this lady, she could be in a massive of Becheskes Kashas. She could be in a Becheskes. The Roiv is breaking the Becheskes Kashas. The massive that now she's Becheskes Kashas. Mistome, she's okay. The Roiv is breaking that Mistome or not?
No.
So the Roiv can't break this Chazoke. What wants to break that Chazoke? The goof. So you have a chazok against a chazok, but you don't have a achroah and the shayla anymore. I will explain. On Rav Nochum, we said, Ruba v'chazok, Roiv is stronger. Okay, so Rotzen v'oynes, Rotzen. Okay, that shayla is off. Maybe it happened before, the goof said it didn't happen before. So where's my sfek sfeike? So the thesis kasha was, sfek sfeike, oynes Rotzen, tachtov lav tachtov, oynes v'rotzen, I know it's Rotzen. So after the chasana, it's Rotzen. So I'm left with tachtov lav tachtov, we have a starker kasha. There's no way to answer the thesis rosh. The answer is, Be'etzem, Roiv, the Rotzen and the Oynes, when they're fighting, it's like the Rotzen and the Oynes, when they're fighting, the Oynes and the Rotzen, what happens in the Oynes and the Rotzen when they're fighting? Be'etzem, the Kashrus is starker from the Rotzen. Just the Rotzen says, I don't see any more Becheskas. The Roiv says, I don't see any more Becheskas. Why you don't see Becheskas? If it happened before, she's Becheskas. So the lady is Becheskas. The matzav of the lady stays Becheskas. Why it stays Becheskas? Because if it happened before, she could stay kosher. So who is stronger, Chazoka or Roiv? And now I'll explain that you will live the Reb Nochum. When people understand Roiv weighs more from Chazoka, so I say like this, the Chazoka is all over the place. And these days, the Roiv says for sure it didn't happen. Knock these off. So I knocked everything off Tachtov. I'm left to Dan and the days before. While I'm left to Dan and the days before, the days before, can I get the kashas? I have a goof. Can I get these days? Because on Reb Nochum B'Pshat, the Roiv sees the Chazoke, he knocks him off. If he's knocked off, it for sure never happened then. If it never happened then, so it never happened after the marriage. The whole noise is if it happened before the marriage. No, Cheskes Kashas before, the goof says. Reb Nochum is Mechadesh, Roiv never knocks off Chazoke. Chazoke is stronger. Just when the Roiv is there, the Becheskas never started. This Isha could be Becheskas, that she's okay, for different reasons. She could be in a Matzav of Taire for different reasons. So now that she's in a Matzav of Taire, so even the Chazoke from after the Chasane is stronger from the Roiv. She's Becheskas, why? Because even if the Roiv that is Rotzen, she stays Becheskas Taire, because if she did it before, she stays Becheskas Taire. So her Matzav of Becheskas Taire is there. It wins the Roiv. On Reb Nochum, Roiv wins every Becheskas, every Metzias. Roiv says for 100% it didn't happen Oynes. So these days it never happened by Oynes. So I'm left with the days before. And then I'm handling Kashas against Guf. It's only one Sofik. We're answering, Roiv and Chazoke, Roiv really has to move away. Just the Roiv said, there's no more Becheskas. You have the Becheskas on the lady. Why you have Becheskas on the lady? The reason you have a Becheskas on the lady is, because if it happened before the Chasana, she stayed kosher. So I'm asking you, this lady is kosher now or not? Before the Rav comes in. She's kosher, yes. The Roiv said that she's not kosher? No. The Roiv said it didn't have to after the Chasana. But klabi the Chazoke, the Roiv touches the Chazoke? The Roiv said that she's not kosher anymore? The Roiv is not talking against the Chazoke. On Reb Nochum we taught, Roiv is like Edim. I know for sure, and these days it's Rotzen. Okay, these days are Rotzen. So we peeled off the Tachtov. We left with Lav Tachtov. We're fighting with the Goof. Roiv doesn't peel. Just Roiv says, I can't look at it anymore, Becheskas. But if I have a reason to look at the issue from Becheskas for different reasons, now she's Becheskas. And when she's Becheskas, she wins a Roiv even later. If she manages to get a Becheskas, I want to explain, the Becheskas is not, and before, the Becheskas says that the lady is not a Zayna. The Becheskas says she's not a Asura. Because if she does it before, she's a Mutter. So she's a Mutter like a lady. So, because she has the Becheskas, and it's one Becheskas, that the lady is okay. So if I know the lady is okay, I know the Isha is okay, so that Chazoka says, Roiv, move away. So you're right that it happened before. So if the Noise is to Roiv is starker from Chazoke. So Roiv wins Chazoke on these days. On these days I have a Chazoke. But on those days I don't have a Chazoke. So but on that days I don't have a Chazoke. So the Roiv wins the Chazoke. While the Roiv wins the Chazoke, so Memele is no more Tachtov. It's only left Lav Tachtov. I'm left with one Sofik. This was Taisis Kasha. That Sofik is off. I'm left with one Sofik. And on that Sofik, I can't go Bas Chazoke. I have a Cheskes Aguf. So it stays 50-50. This was Taisis Kasha. The answer is, Valet could be Lav Tachtov. So the lady is Becheskas. If the lady is Becheskas, so Memele, she's in a Matzav of Taire. She's a Matzav of a good lady. Yeah, she has a goof, say that. Oh, but she has a becheskas. If she has a becheskas, she knocks down the roif later also. She's becheskas. What?
You said it's stronger.
I didn't say it's stronger, it's equal.
So,
Sfek Sfek, bleib to Sfek Sfek.
Why?
Sfek Oyen, Sfek Rotz, Sfek Tach. What chazok? This Tamakasha and Teisugia, why we don't have a chazok against one Sfek? We have the answers, now we get our shayla. We have one Sfek, Oyen, Sfek Rotz, Tachtov, Lav Tachtov. You're right, it doesn't have to be starker. But the vote is, what Reb Nachum was Mishane, people understand, here, someone said, I think Reb Nachum said once, that the only place to chab the darkest of the Avone is Taka and this day is a Rosh. If Roiv is against the Hainu, what happened? For sure like the Roiv. So even if the Roiv takes care of 5 days, that day is for sure this would happen. The lady is Becheskes Kashas from the other days. But if we're saying, the lady is okay or she's not okay? She's okay. If she's okay, Mistame the Roiv never happened. If I know that she's okay, so I could machria the Roiv of later also. Then I'm using the Chazoke of yesterday. If it happened yesterday, her matzav stayed that she's kosher. So when you see this lady, you know for sure that she's not kosher, no. If my Sofik is only against the Roiv tells me that I don't know. That I don't have a Becheskas. While the Roiv tells me that I don't have a Becheskas. While the Roiv tells me that I don't have a Becheskas. So b'meile, if the Roiv tells me I don't have a Becheskas, so I don't have a Becheskas. But I have a Becheskas. For different reasons I have a Becheskas. After I have a Becheskas, I assume that Becheskas is starker from the Roiv. Or at least the same. B'meile, the Roiv is bottom. Metis HaRosh is answering a posh tazach. Rube v'chazoke, we don't say Rube Odif. We don't say Chazoke Odif, and we say Rube Odif. When the Roiv is mevatel the Chazoke, that duch the Roiv, chob nishken Chazoke. No, as the Hodishken Chazoke, what's coming top? The Hodishken Chazoke. You don't have a Chazoke? When you don't have a Chazoke, you're right. When you don't have a Chazoke, you're right. Aber, when you have a Chazoke, and she's bechazoke because she's becheskas. So even at the time that it's fighting with the roiv, it wins. The roiv just says that there's no chazoke. Abel Yitzur, the chazoke could have a shame from before, from the lav tachtov, so she has a chazoke. It's not pieces, it's poshut. I think it's such a glad vote. Maybe to be moisif. Such a good vote. Why the shita mikubetzes? Why the shita mikubetzes didn't learn like that? Why the shita mikubetzes didn't learn like that? The answer is, the reason the shita mikubetzes didn't learn like that is because he learned, and I think these are the words of the shita mikubetzes, he learned that the cheskas aguf is machria b'toiras vaday. So while the cheskas aguf is machria b'toiras vaday, so there's no chance that it happened lav tachtov. So there's no mocking for the cheskas kashrus to start. What do you mean the cheskas kashrus is there? Where? Lav tachtov, it never happened. So it only happened tachtov. If it only happened tachtov, cheskas aguf says it happened later. So it never happened before. Tachtov, the Roiv says that it's Roiv. Teisus HaRosh l'shitos that we're medayik alemol that never learned that the Cheskes HaGuf is HaAchroe. So b'meile, it's only a Sofik. So the Cheskes Kashrus stays that it could have happened before. Cheskes HaGuf against it. But she could be b'cheskes. Klap with the Roiv, you have a Cheskes Kashrus. But she ain't getting that the Shita Mekubetzes and Teisus that did not say it because they learned that the Guf is Machriya b'teras vaday. If the Guf is Machriya b'teras vaday, so b'meile, it never happened before. So it only happened later. And if you see the Lashon Hashita Mekubetzes, he says the Adarabo. Ike Cheskes Aguf. Teis HaRosh never said the Adarabo, even the first Teisvus. Mele Teis HaRosh Hashitoset never said the Adarabo, and he has the Kasha from Tarti. And he had to answer Chosr Lefonecho, and he had to answer Nain Hei, Tnui Azasuya Lishtanis. B'meile, Teis HaRosh Hashitosoi could have said it's Mahalach. Aber Lechur and Teis HaRosh, and Teis HaRosh Lechur, it's Muchach de Fezba. Let me get into the next Chelek of Teisvus. V'im Toima, הקתי באישס כהן ובקיבל באוויר קידושים בפחוסו ובשולש לישראל איקה ספק ספק סופק מוקס איץ סופק דרוסס איש ובאישס כהן איזו למימר אם תסבע אינו מוקס איץ סופק תחתו סופק אינו תחתו אישס ישראל אם תסבע אינו מוקס איץ סופק באינו סופק ברוצה ואין לא ימד מוקס איץ לשכיח דו אמרינן בלנאירס גבי סומו שאין לטיינס פסולים מפני שנשחל הרי בקרקע ובור כולנם יחבו את המחבד אם כן שכיח ולפיר שם בנו חנן את המוקס איץ פיסחו סוסו מה זה שפיר ישלי מרדי מיס את המוקס איץ יהיה בטוינס דה אין גנאי בכך כמי בבי אסוינס אם זה לא יתואנו אין להסתפק בכך סלום אגי זה פור חשבוינס עם רב גבי איגר I want to go כסדר הדבורי טייסס is asking a kasha. What is Teisus Kasha? What the Gemara answers? Eishes Yisroel Pchusim Basholosh is one Sofek Oynes Rotzen. Eishes Koyen one Sofek Tachto Lav Tachto is a Sfek Sveike. Sofek Oynes Sofek Rotzen. Eishes Yisroel Sofek Mukasetz. Eishes Koyen Sofek Tachto Lav Tachto. Ve'im Tzemar Tachto Sofek Mukasetz. Ve'ein Loim Mukasetz LeShchiach is Shchiach. Mashal from Teisus if it will be LeShchiach. It's not mitzarev to a sfek sveike. Again, the same yisoid, you have to have a sfek sveike ashokul. If one of them is loy shchiach, it's not called a sfek sveike. If one of them is loy shchiach, it's not called a sfek sveike. Teis HaRosh says, even if it's loy shchiach, it could be mitzarev. Like the Yeshua, it could be mitzarev to a sfek sveike. Teis HaRosh says that if it's loy shchiach, it's not mitzarev to a sfek sveike. We'll get back later to these words of Teis HaRosh. If it's loy shchiach, but like Teis HaRosh, it's shchiach. So Teisus asks a nice shaila. Why the Gemara says that it's only one sofek? You have a sofek mukaseitz. Beis Hashkoyen, tachtov lav tachtov, ve'im tachtov mukaseitz. Beis Hashisrael, sofek mukaseitz, sofek lav mukaseitz. And even if she's mukaseitz, everything for sure is tachtov, because Pchus Bas Shalish, but even if she's mukaseitz, even if she's not a mukaseitz, could be oynes, could be rotz. Rab Kveiger is my mido akasha. Some places Rav Kveiger was maimed like that, some places he came backwards, but Rav Kveiger is maimed a kasha. When you open the reef, it's very interesting. The reef brings Teisus as kasha, but he says kimat klor that he's only asking an Eishes Koyen, and he's not asking an Eishes Yisrael. Why? The reef brings down the sugya, frey the Gemara sfek sveike, and the Gemara answers, one teretz he says, the Gemara answers Beishes Koyen. Frag the reef. So why it's one sofek? Sofek tachtov ein tachtov. Frag the reef. Say sofek mukaseitz. Yishloimah ki Rabbi Nuchanan el pischo sosu. Inami beishes Yisroel shekibel bo avir kiddushim pchusim basholosh ve'av lichat sofek. Sofek oine sofek rotzen. Why the reef doesn't bring down the both terutzim in the Gemara? Ask the kasha ayis and mukaseitz. And answer pischo sosu. He brings down the teretz of Koyen. He brings down the teretz of Koyen. And when he finishes to bring down the teretz of Koyen that it's chad tzveike, he frek takasha, but why is not a sofek mukaseitz? Pischa sosu. Ina mizog de gmore, beishas Yisrael, kibu sofek oyne, sofek rotzen. Why he doesn't say that it's a sofek mukaseitz? Why we don't say that it's a sofek mukaseitz? Azei frekt, Rav Kveiger. So Beretz of Kveiger is telling that Teisus asked the Kasha and both, and Rif only asked the Kasha and Eishes Koyen. And on Eishes Yisroel, he didn't ask the Kasha from Mukaseitz. He didn't ask the Kasha from Mukaseitz. And now the Kasha is why the Rif tells the Kasha only on Eishes Koyen and not on Eishes Yisroel. And Beretz, there's four drachim here to answer. I will start with the first Mahalach of Rab Kveiger. Kveiger came and he said, Givaldik. is a big problem. Try to make a sfik sfeike. Beish is going very good. Sofik tachtov, sofik lav tachtov, imtim tzvema tachtov, sofik mukaseit, sofik nad mukaseit. Sofik mukaseit, sofik nad mukaseit, imtim tzvema lav mukaseit, maybe tachtov. Try to make Beish is Yisrael a sfik sfeike. Right, we start. No. Sofik oine, sofik rotzen, imtim tzvema rotzen, what? What mukaseit? Rotzen means znus, rotzen is znus. Sofik oine, sofik rotzen, and if it's lema that she was mezane berotzen, maybe it was mukaseitz. So you could start the other way around. Sofik mukaseitz, sofik not mukaseitz. And even if she's not mukaseitz, she's mukasish. Sofik oine, sofik rotzen. But you can't start the other way. It's not sfik sfeik and misapach. Ba, get to the shach. First of all, Rabbi Kiveigel says. Bemele, zogt Rabbi Kiveigel, the rift learn, you need sfik sfeik and misapach. Why you need sfik sfeik and misapach? You can't start from the tzad of mukahem from rotz. You can't start from the tzad of rotz. Truly, you can't start from the tzad of rotz.
Something
because
it's still not
right. What?
Even if you
have something
from
Yish. And if it's
Yish, something going, something rotz. No, start from the rotz. Even if it's rotz, maybe the fact that the rayam is a pasul is because mukah says
rotz means znus. Rotzen means nus. Rotzen means nus. If the pesuach is because rotzen, how you go weiter? It's pesuach because. Mashayin can taste the shittos and learns that you don't need a sfek sfeike and misapech. You don't need a sfek sfeike and misapech. Why you don't need a sfek sfeike and misapech? Bemele, Tesis could ask the kasha, Sai Beish is Koyen, Sai Beish is Yisroel, Sai Beish is Koyen, Sai Beish is Yisroel. So bemele, Zokter Azei, Lefit the reef that you have to have a misapech. So Beish is Yisroel, you can have a misapech. Beish is Koyen, you can have a misapech. Why you can have a misapech? Very simple. Sofek tachtov, sofek lav tachtov, and even if it happened tachtov, sofek mukaseit, sofek lav mukaseit. So mele, Tesis shitosoi, doesn't have this what we said 2 days ago, that Tesis is muchach, that he holds that you don't need misapech. The Rif, like the Rambam, that in the Rambam we will hear that you have to have misapech, and the Rambam said rotzen, that the Rif le shitosoi answered it. Zogdab ki ve'eiger, oh, it's so poshut, l'chure, so it's a kasha and the shach. The Shach learns that you need Sfik Sfeike and Misapech. The Shach learns that you need Sfik Sfeike and Misapech. If the Shach learns that you need Sfik Sfeike and Misapech, so L'chur is a thesis against him. Zogt Rab Kiveiger, the answer is, it's not a Kashan. Okay, so first we said that thesis anyway doesn't look like the Shach. We already proved yesterday, Zogt Rab Kiveiger, I proved that thesis holds you don't need Misapech. Aber lama zogin nishtase. Lama zogin nishtase. Zogt Rab Kiveiger, we will answer lefi the Shach. The Shach himself says in Oistesvov that not every time you need misapech. When you need misapech, when you don't know, make a taste to start from one side, so you could start from either side. So you have to be, you could start tachtov lav tachtov oines rotzen, oines rotzen tachtov lav tachtov. So you could start from either side. So then you have to have misapech. But we said in the case of the lion and the fingernail. So there you say, first you have to clear the lion came in, and then you clear on the nail. You can't start to clear on the nail before you clear. Here also, first you have to be mistapek. First your suffix has to be, if it was a bia or mukaseitz. So first you mistapek if it's a bia or not. After it's a bia, I mistapek oines rotzen. I can't start to say oines rotzen. What do you mean? I want to start oines rotzen. One second, you don't know what had happened. You can't say I'm misupik. Don't be misupik. First, clear what it was. The moshav tachtov lav tachtov oines rotzen. I know it was a beer. Now I'm clear oines rotzen and when. Like we said, when and what. I know what happened. A beer was there, so I can clear when that beer was before or after, or what kind she is. So I could start declaring what kind is this and when it happened. When it happened and what kind is it. Over here, I don't know if it's a beer or not. So I'm saying it's a rotzen or oinus. What do you mean? Who said it's bichlal in the parsha of oinus and rotzen? Maybe it's an eitz. Eitz doesn't have oinus and rotzen. So I have to first declare eitz and not eitz. After I finish declaring eitz and not eitz, I declare oinus and rotzen. What? A rotzen is ready. I'm deciding that it's not a mukazait.
A minute.
B'meile azay zokta. B'meile. So here you could start declare rotzen. You have to start declare eitz, not eitz. Rotzen or einus. B'meile, you don't need a misapach. It's so good the teretz. Till this bet, so what are you asking? So now we have it back, so we don't have a pshat in the reef. Why the reef didn't say the suffix? Sai beishes koyen, sai beishes yisroel. We answered for Rabbi Kveger the reason the reef didn't say it. Why? Because he needs misapech. But the shach himself says that when you can't go this way, and you have one way to go, you go that way. And here you can't start to clear from the rotzen. What do you mean rotzen? You don't know what it was. No, and the tzad. So first clear if it's eight or not eight, and then clear rotzen. So we back to the kasha. So what is the pshat in the reef? Why the reef didn't bring down Tesis's kasha? Cyanaceous koy and cyanaceous Yisroel. Why we don't bring it down? Cyanaceous koy and cyanaceous Yisroel. What you answer me? I need misapech. Oh, but you don't mean misapech here, because the shach himself, that is the one that is mechadish the misapechim, explains to us that some places you don't mean misapech, and a place that I can't speak about the rotzen before the oynes, I don't need a misapech. I don't need a misapech. I don't need a misapech. So we have to come to another teretz. What is the machlekes tesis in the reef? That the tesis says that the kashif and mukaseitz is sai beishes koyen, sai beishes Yisroel. Sai beishes koyen, sai beishes Yisroel. And the reef says that the suffix of the kashif tesis could be only beishes koyen. So the second mahalach, the easy mahalach, the Welt says is like this. Before the cheshbonos. Be'etzem, Taisa said that Muka Seitz is loy shchiach. Muka Seitz is loy shchiach. The Taisa Rosh and the Rif will learn Muka Seitz is shchiach. I'm sorry, I forget. Taisa says Muka Seitz is shchiach. The Taisa Rosh says it's loy shchiach. But even so, it's mitzvah of Tosfos Sveika. They don't have to be exactly shkulim. Like the Pnei Yeshua explained, we have the percentages. The cheshbon is very poshut. But Eishes Koyin, the Sveik Sveika is a very gizunta sofik. Sofik tachtov, sofik lav tachtov. Ve'im dimtzeloi ma'ar, tachtov, sofik mukaseitz, sofik ma'am mukaseitz. Aide mukaseitz is a shvachere sofik. So what if it's a shvachere sofik? So you have 50% tachtov, 50% lav tachtov. And even if it's tachtov, maybe it's mukaseitz. So how much percentage you have for heter? How much percentage you have for heter? 50% tachtov, lav tachtov, she's okay. And the tzadah, she's also 50%, maybe 5% is mukaseitz. So you have roiv. But I can be sure it's kasha. We said roiv is achor, but if it's no roiv, so even if the second suffix is not shogul, it's mitzvah of the sfik sveike. So the mele, beishes koyen, the rif could say the suffix, and Teis also could say the suffix. Comes to Eishes Yisrael. What is the Sfik Sveike? She got married when she was 3. So what is your Sfik Sveike? What is your Sfik Sveike? Naftali, what is your Sfik Sveike? She got married Pusim Basholish. What do you have to tzdodim now? Sofek Oine, Sofek Rotzen. Sofek Mukaseit, Sofek Nan Mukaseit. So okay, we have to start from Mukaseit. Sofek Mukaseit, Sofek Lan Mukaseit. Vintem Tzulem Alam Mukaseit. Suffolk Rotzen, Suffolk Oin. Even if she's not a Mukaseit, Suffolk Oin and Suffolk Rotzen. The chances that she's not a Mukaseit are loy shchiach. Right? So she's not a Mukaseit. Because Mukaseit is loy shchiach. So right percentage that what? That she's Mezane. Oines ve Rotzen, Taisa says, what is more likely? Rotzen. It's not a Roiv Gomu. But it's more likely that it's Rotzen. So when both Tzdodim are Shvach, you can't make a Sveik Sveike. When both Tzdodim are Shvach, you can't make a Sveik Sveike.
So while both tzadim are shvach, you can't make a tzvek. So now we answer it very poshut. Tesvus that said mukas eitz shchiach. So it's a normal suffix. So b'meila you have a suffix beishes koyin tachtov laf tachtov im tzev tachtov mukas eitz lad mukas eitz beishes yisrael mukas eitz lad mukas eitz, and even if it's not mukas eitz suffix koyin suffix rots. The Rif said val mukas eitz is lo shchiach. It's a shvacher suffix. So beishes koyin that is only one suffix tachtov laf tachtov 50-50. No, and even if it's tachtov, maybe it's mukas eitz. Masha'en ken ba'esh Yisrael. What do we use for Tzveike? Sofek mukaseitz, sofek na mukaseitz. And even if it's not mukaseitz, oynes verotzen. Both tzdodim ha'shvach. Say oynes verotzen, Teisa says, is roiv rotzen. Even if it's roiv the Rabbonon. But it's more netir than it's rotzen. So the tzad of oynes is not shokul like the tzad of rotzen. And the zel bezach, the tzad, if Shchia Ev Mukaseitz is also a Shvacher Tzad, the Meli, you can't make a Svek Sveike. This is one way to answer.
How could the Rosh say it's not
Shchia? What? But the Rosh, the Rif, the Otis HaRosh says it's not Shchia. The Ramban says in the Nairis that it's not Shchia. The Rashba says that it's not Shchia. Taisus answers that it's Shchia. But all the Rishonim learn that it's not Shchia. All the Rishonim, Tis HaRosh, and Ramban and Rashbo say that it's lo Yishchiach. But if we don't want to answer like that, so we back Be'etzem to what Rabbi Kiva Eger is telling you, Oredo, why this kashe, by the tesis it's a kashe and both? By the tesis it's a kashe and both? And then by the Rif it's a kashe only on Eishes Koyen and not on Eishes Yisroel. And we said, Rabbi Kiva Eger tried to say Misapech. We said Misapech doesn't work here. Because here we anyway have to start with the tzad of the eitz. We can't say, and the tzad that it's rotzen. We have to start with the tzad of the eitz. So now we have to start with the tzad of the eitz. Now we have to start with the tzad of the eitz. The mele is no chisorin of Misapech. There's no chisorin of Misapech. This is the problem. So the Sefer Michtum LeDavid brings down a Geoinische Einfall to answer why the Rif said that it's only a Kashe and Eishes Koyen, and Tesis said that it's a Kashe and both. And he says like this. Like we said before, that Tesis says that Mukaseitz is Shchiach and the Rif says that it's Loi Shchiach. But without Cheshboinus of Tzirufi. So Tesis said that Mukaseitz is Shchiach and all the Rishonim say All the Rishonim say that Mukaseitz is lo Yishchiach. All the Rishonim say Mukaseitz is lo Yishchiach. Tesis says the Mukaseitz is Shchiach, and Rif holds it's lo Yishchiach. He says like this. You want to make a Sfek Sveike. Frek Tesis, I have a Sfek Sveike. Sofek Oina, Sofek Rotzen. Sofek Mukaseitz. Sofek Tachto, Sofek Lav Tachto, Sofek Mukaseitz. So Tesis is good. He has a Sfek Sveike. From where you start, you have a Sfek Sveike. For he takes the cash, Stai Beishas Koyen, Stai Beishas Yisrael. A good cash. The Rif said, I have a problem. You're right. You could start the suffix from where you want. I don't have a problem. Abel will start Beishas Yisrael. Beishas Yisrael, we said, the only way to start the suffix is from the tzad of Mukaseitz. Why is the only way to start? Because after you say Rotzen, you can't say Mukaseitz. There's no way to talk that. The only way to talk is to say first, Sofek Mukaseitz, Sofek Lad Mukaseitz. And if she's not a Mukaseitz, Sofek Oine, Sofek Rotzen. Sofek Oine, Sofek Rotzen. Right? This is our Sofek. Zong the Michtam LeDavid. No, I will start to clear. Sofek Mukaseitz, Sofek Nat Mukaseitz. If Mukaseitz is Lo Yishchiach, so I paskin already the first suffix. And I paskin that Avada, she's not a Mukaseitz. After you paskin the first suffix, like Teisa said before, the mute is Kemandelese. After the mute is Kemandelese, I don't have any more, so I only have one suffix left. What is my suffix? Oines Rotzen. So it's not a suffix anymore. So if I start to clear for Mukaseitz, I don't have a Sfek Sveike anymore. I don't have a Sfek Sveike. Masha'enke lefiteses, even if you start from Mukaseitz, it's a 50-50 Sofik. So I could go weiter to the next Sofik. I could go weiter to the next suffix. B'meile, the Rif cannot bring down the Shaila by Eishes Yisrael. Because if you start from Mukaseitz, it's Loishchiach, so B'meile, you machria that she's not a Mukaseitz. If you machria that she's not a Mukaseitz, B'meile, you're left with one suffix, Oines and Rotz. Masha'en can be Eishes Koyen, you don't have to start from the Tzad of Mukaseitz. You could start at Tachtov, Lav, Tachtov. Mukaseitz, Lav, Mukaseitz. There, you could say a Sfek Sfek. What? Again, if in the Sefik Sofik L'Shiach, it's not a problem. After I have a 50-50, it's called a Sfek Sfeike. If I, when I start with that, I machria it, it goes out of the Sfek Sfeike. What?
Why can't you start with
that? Where? I start with Tachtov,
Lav,
Tachtov. While the Sofik is there, I can't decide to start from one side. I can't decide to start from one side. While I could start from either side, so I have a Sfek Sfeike. When I have to start to clear from Mukaseitz, I can't carry on the Sfek Sfeike. Masha'inke, when I start from the Tachtov, I can have the Sfek Sfeike. That's what he asked. But Masha'inke, if he tastes first, it doesn't make a difference from where you start. It doesn't make a difference from where you start. So here I'll tell you. So the Moshe, I want to ask you a shaila. Be'eshes Koyen, from where you want to start? From where you want to start? Lechu, you could start from either side. Without this teira. If someone wants to ask you the kasha, if someone wants to ask you the kasha, if teisves, that I have a Sfek Sfeike and Mukaseitz, and Eishes Koyen, how you could ask the kasha? How you would ask the kasha? If you want to ask the kasha and Eishes Koyen that you have a Sfek Sfeike and Mukaseitz, you could ask it both ways. Sofik Mukaseitz, Sofik Lav Mukaseitz, Sofik Tachtov, Sofik Lav Tachtov. You could start Sofik Tachtov, Sofik Lav Tachtov, Sofik Mukaseitz. Lefi teisves, you could choose either way you want to say because both are good Sfeikas. But Lefi the Rif, the only way to make the Sofik will be to start from what Sofik? Beishes Koyen. Only Tachtov and Lav Tachtov. Because if you start from Mukaseitz, you suck. Lefi teisves, you could start from either way you want. Sog the Michton of David, look how Tesis brings down the Sofik and look how the Rif brings down the Sofik. Tesis brings down the Sofik. Beishes Koyen, im dem Zuleimach, einu Mukaseitz, Sofik Tachtov, Sofik ein Tachtov. Look how the Rif brings it down. The Rif brings down the Sofik, im dem Zuleimach, Lav Tachtov, Sofik, she's a Mukaseitz. Because lefi the Rif, if you start from Mukaseitz, it's leishchiach. So while the Rif wanted to start from the other Sofik, he can't start from Mukaseitz. Bemele be'eshes Yisrael, he can't start from the Sofik. Masha'en can taste and learn, you could start from the Sofik from Mukaseitz. There's a one more orida from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Kveger asks a kasha. So we said be'etzem three drachim to explain the machlekes. One derech is that Tesis learns you don't need misapech. The Rif learns that you have to have misapech. And we ask the kasha that lechura here for sure you have to start from the eitz. Beishes Yisroel, not Beishes Kav. Beishes Yisroel you have to start from the eitz. And while you start from the eitz, lechura is no chisor no misapech. We said one ma'alech stam. Tesis learns it's l'shchiach, b'meile it's two sfeikas ha-shkulim, or at least one of them is shokul, b'meile it could be mitztaref to rotzen. Masha'in ken, the Rif learned that it's l'shchiach, b'meile it can be mitztaref. And the third has what we explained, is be'etzem, l'fi the Rif, v'al it's l'shchiach, if you start from eitz, you push at the shayle, b'meile be'eshes Yisrael, that the only way to start is from eitz, b'meile you push at the shayle, Masha'in ken, l'fi the Rif, Masha'engel for the teisves, val eitz is shchiach. You could start also from eitz. The mele alamol you could start from eitz, and the mele you have a good suffix. Rabbi Kiva Eiger asks a kasha. He has a whole different cheshbon. I don't want to say the cheshbon. You'll see the cheshbon yourself. But he has an eisen kasha. He doesn't understand this teisves. Why teisves is going like this, and we're trying to say teiras so much teiras. He says, forget about all the Teiras. Ask a simple kasha. Eishes Yisrael, Prusa B'Basholosh, the Gemara says you can't marry her. Why? Because you have a Pesach B'Suach, and what is your Sofek? Eishes Yisrael, Prusa B'Basgimel. What is your Sofek? Oynes Rotzen. Say, she's, you know why she's Mutter Lebailo? She has a Cheskas Kashres. Miss Thomas was Mukasaitz. Before Tezis Teretz, so not this Tezis Teretz. You don't have Tezis Teretz. Say that. But why, before Tezis Nuez Teretz, before Tezis Nuez Teretz, why Tez Fexfeke, Misapech, not Misapech, one Teretz, two Teretz, all the Pichashbeinas? Ask the Kasha. Ask the Kasha on Eishes Koyen. Sofek Tachtov, Sofek Lav Tachtov. Cheskas Kasha Resesh, is Mukasaitz? On Fexfeke. And the kasha will be so chazak, I'll explain to you, lemosho. I'll ask you a kasha, what would be, Eishes Koyen that got married Pchusa Mibasholish. What is the halacha? Eishes Koyen, she got married Pchusa Mibasholish, and you find the Pesach Pesuach. There's no Sofek. What do you say? Sofek Lav Tachtov, it happened before. Sofek Oynes Rotten is also. So then, maybe she's Mukaseitz. Cheskes Kasha will say she's Mukaseitz. Tesis is only asking the kasha in this fixveke. Alamoshul derif. He decides to bring the kasha only on one. And we have three drachim. Ask the kasha on everyone. Say the same teretz, Rabbi Nuchanan said, Pischososum. Say the same teretz of Tesis, why you don't tine? Frank Rab Kiveheger, why Tesis is not shtelling his kasha? I mean, the whole Tesis in Tesis was pushing from the first line of the suge. Cheskas kashres. So I said, the goof is later. The Roif says it's Berotzen. Every time when Teis had a wide of the Cheskes Kashres, something disturbed him. Say, if he turned by Cheskes Kashres, Mistomish is Mukaseitz. Mistomish is Mukaseitz. Kveger calls it Kush Yogdoilo Anishoyel. Kush Yogdoilo. Here we have a whole Teres, I want to explain, that the Kash is only in Sfixfeike, and the Mele, the Reef, that holds like this in Sfixveike, we'll ask it like this. We don't want to say Asat Teire, we'll ask Tri Ma'alchim, why the Sufik will be only in this way, why it will be in this way, why it will be in this way. That is good, all these Ma'alchim, if the Kasha is Sfixveike. But if the Kasha is not Sfixveike, Cheskas Kashas will say, it's not a beer from a person, it's a Mukaseitz.
What
is the Gemara I'm asking.
On the Gemara, up here.
I'm asking on the Gemara.
No.
Why Tesis that is asking Mukaseitz? It's not asking on the Gemara, I'm asking. What are we asking? Why Tesis is not asking on the Gemara? Yes. Cheskes Kashas, Chazoka said the lady is a kosher lady. So what happened here? It's Mukaseitz.
No,
it's Cheskes Kashas, that's the tzadeike. It's Kashas, she stayed Mutter Lebaila. She stayed Mutter Lekeruna. So the answer is no Mukaseitz, Pischososum, Midaloito Ano. All different terutzim could be. All different terutzim could be. But why it's a kasha in the Sfixveike? Why it's a kasha that comes only in the Sfixveike? This is Rab Kiveheger's kasha, Be'etzim. This is Rab Kiveheger's kasha. And Rab Kiveheger himself, Mikoyach this kasha, says that Weistois is a roiv that is not a Mukaseitz. And Rube v'chazoke Rube Odif. Aye, so why Tesis asks it in our suge? But Tesis already b'mokin speaks fake and the roiv derabbanon doesn't work. It's equal to the roiv derabbanon. It's equal to the roiv derabbanon. And after Rabbi Kiveheger says that, here he comes with all cheshbonos to answer the rif with the fourth mahalach. So I'm saying, even we're not going into the fourth mahalach. Fourth mahalach, after you have all the first mahalachim, you can have the fourth cheshbon. But Rabbi Kiveheger's kashas, I'm saying, if we don't want to go with this Rabbi Kiveheger, we mechuyev to answer Rabbi Kiveheger's kashas. Mirza Hashem tomorrow, we'll start the sugya of Kinevistira.
Why is it